The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king? For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Have you ever noticed that in both the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed, our two fundamental statements of faith, there are five persons named? The three persons of the Trinity and two others. Quick, tell me who they are. Mary and Pilate, very good. Of the billions of humans born over all of history, those two get singled out, Mary and Pilate. Does this seem curious to you as it did to me when I first noticed this? That Pilate made the cut? Why? What of such great importance did those two have in common? I think it was their moment of decision. Mary said, "Yes, let it be done to me according to your will." She was offered this relationship and accepted it without reservation or condition. But as Mark tells us, Pilate, wishing to appease the crowd, had him scourged and handed him over to be crucified. Pilate was offered a share in that same relationship, perceived that it would be inconvenient, bad for his poll numbers, so he declined. I suppose that would be a good measure for me and for you to see how well we do accept Jesus as our king. How often do we reject the relationship? How often do we accept it without reservation or condition? Now, I have trouble with king. I am well indoctrinated into the contemporary American myth of individualism. I have trouble giving that title to anyone. I have rights, you know. I'll do my own research, thank you. I am an independent thinker. Not a deep thinker, but independent. In that respect, calling someone king seems to be giving away all of the autonomy that the contemporary culture says that I should believe I have, even though I don't actually have it, nor should I. And in another respect, we live in a culture that trivializes virtually every symbol of true importance. Here's what I mean. We have a king of burgers. We have a king of beers. I'm told every town in New Jersey has a pizza king. And I understand that somebody named Pat is the king of cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. You get the idea. We trivialize. I have trouble with the contemporary connotations of king. But the word itself comes from Old English. It comes from a time when the Angles and the Saxons were wandering around the forests of England in family groups that then grew into tribal groups. And one person would emerge as the best able to hold the group together, protect the boundaries, and pick out the next clearing into which they would move. They were all related. It was a group of kin. They had a king. Add a G, you get a king. So the title king came to the one who could best unify, protect, and lead the people who were his kin. For this essential service, he was honored. Now that does sound like Jesus the Christ, does it not? I can get behind that as a title for him. But we call him King of Kings, King of the universe, not just King of a specific people or a distinct geographic area, because he expands the definition of kin to be everyone, everything, everywhere. He breaks down the walls that we construct to separate one family from another, one clan, one tribe, one race, one nation from another. He breaches the walls that we as humans build to separate ourselves from the rest of creation. That's a tough job. But in our deepest selves, in the bedrock of our hearts and souls, we know that it is the right thing. And we can come to know that Jesus the Christ is the right one, the only one for that job, to unify, protect, and lead. And we can come to know that if we accept the relationship as Mary did, without condition or reservation, then we can experience what is our ultimate joy, playing our small but irreplaceable part as a member of his body, working to complete his saving mission. That opportunity comes to each of us every day with every decision we make.